Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Every morning, Darren Armstrong talks Big Brother, looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from Theo to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for August 9th. I'm your host, Taryn Armstrong, and I am here today on my own to update you on everything that happened yesterday on the Big Brother 24 live feeds. It was day 34 in the house, and we had a veto ceremony, a speech was made, and Some more things progressed. We had some theories put out there, and a new renewed sense of loyalty and direction for the leftovers. Let's talk about it all here today. And of course, you can ask me some questions at the end of this update if you so desire. But let's talk about it. Let's talk through the day. Michael is the HOH. He put up Monty, Joseph, and Terrence for eviction. Michael then also won the veto. Subsequently, the other side of the house, Jasmine, Indy, Terrence, and Alyssa, all pitched, don't use the veto. Let's take out Monty. Now, this was unfortunate for them, because it really helped solidify the idea that Michael, who had been considering taking out Monty, decided, okay, if they're all united against Monty, then we don't need to do anything. That's we can keep Monty safe. They're united. We need to be against them. This also put a squash on Kyle's plans to bring Alyssa into the fold, because she has now been grouped in with this other side of the house. So the plan became that Michael was not going to use the veto, and he was going to make a speech that mirrored Daniel's speech when he put up Taylor. So that's the plan coming into today. And so Michael's going to let Jasmine and Terrence know early in the day that he is going to use the veto, that Daniel still needs to go. Daniel's been saying his name. Monty needs to go too. Monty can go next, but he made a deal with Monty to keep him safe last week when Monty was HOH, so he doesn't feel comfortable taking Monty out this week. Daniel still needs to go, so Daniel's going to go. That's the plan. Pretty simple, pretty straightforward in the morning here. We get to the veto ceremony. Michael does, in fact, do the speech. If you don't recall, it basically was like, look, you know, what's good for the house is good for me, as my favorite Elvis impersonator has said. And you've rubbed the house the wrong way, and I hope you take this opportunity to apologize for the things you've done. Can't wait to see it on the episode. But apparently, Turner couldn't help himself and gave a little bit of a chuckle during the speech. And apparently also, Taylor was struggling not to give a chuckle. And Joseph was kind of doing one of the like,
oh, Michael, oh my God.
And so it was enjoyable all around. So Daniel and Kyle are now on the block. And the feeds came back to crickets, pretty much. I mean, Terrence and Daniel are going to be complaining all day. Terrence, oh, that really took the gas out of my sails. Yeah, this sucks. Now, remember, just yesterday I was talking about how Daniel was complimenting Michael on being such an open-minded HOH, really taking in all of the possibilities. Really smart guy, that Michael. Today, bunch of clowns. Can't play this game. Bunch of idiots. This is the rest of the day for Daniel and Terrence. They're involved in some other game talk. We'll talk about that. But if you're wondering what Daniel and Terrence are up to for most of the day, it's mostly just complaining and trashing and what they do. But the rest of the house, pretty quiet again afterward. There's a lengthy discussion where they run through the entire plot of Breaking Bad. Brittany talks about how she used to drown people in The Sims or whatever. Maybe it was Roller Coaster Tycoon. I think Michael was talking about that one. Michael has come to name the other side of the house the convenience store because they just do whatever is most convenient to them at any given moment. And he is starting to tell other people about this name. And so as the leftovers are learning about the name, the convenience store, they're just really enjoying it. That's the perfect name for them. So that's happening there. But the real intrigue for the day is going to start a little bit later, more toward the night, really, as Joseph is going to talk with Jasmine and they're just chatting. And this is around the time I tweeted this out that what I really am appreciating about Joseph's game is that he just continues to talk game with everybody all the time. He just doesn't stop. He just keeps talking game with a lot of people. They just stop talking game with people outside of their group. I mean, when's the last time Monty talked game with anybody outside of the leftovers? When he was HOH and he had to, pretty much. And the second that Monty found out that, like, oh, you know, Terrence is lying to him, these people are lying to him, he just stopped talking with him. That's how most players operate. When Joseph found out, oh, Jasmine, it has been lying to me. Terrence has been lying to me. All of these people have been lying to me. He was like, that's fine. Now that I know they're going to lie to me, I'm just going to go and lie to them, knowing what they plan to lie to me about. And so I can play into those lies. Am I going to skip the fly? Okay, so Joseph is taking it upon himself to be the fly destroyer. Destroyer of all flies. He couldn't get the one late into the night, though. But he did get a few. Anyway. Joseph, he's going to talk to Jasmine. And they're just chatting. And they're talking about who they like in the game. And Joseph is like, hey, I really like you, Indy, Terrence, you know, the people he knows she's working with. And he's like, yeah, and the more I see like what Monty is doing, the less I'm trusting him, you know, over time. Jasmine's like, you really don't talk game with Monty? It's like, no, I just don't talk game with him. He's just, you know, he just doesn't really talk game with anyone, right? Just don't talk game with him. He says, I have been getting closer with Taylor. Jasmine's like, oh, she wants you bad, Joseph. He's like, oh, yeah, I don't know. I just don't have a great read on her. I feel like she'd be down to hook up, you know, but that's not really me. I feel like I'm the hang up here. And she's like, man, I can't wait to see what kind of girls you've dated, Joseph. It's like, yeah. She's like, yeah, I just want to see what kinds of girls you like. And he's like, really? Like all kinds. Like I could date somebody like you, you know, Taylor, Paloma, you know, just really anybody. I just don't really have like a read on Taylor. They start talking about Kyle and Daniel, who are now on the block. And he's like, yeah, you know, between the two of them, like, I don't know. Like, I like Kyle, but honestly, I kind of like Daniel even more than Kyle. She's like, really? He's like, yeah, you know, I don't know. I just feel like I just like Daniel's company, you know? She's like, yeah, you know, I like Kyle a lot, Jasmine says, but I think Kyle's basically the male version of me, but I do think that Daniel might make some moves that nobody else would. You know what I mean? Joseph's like, oh, interesting. That, yeah, interesting thought. So what are you thinking? I don't know. Just like, I mean, if I had the choice, like maybe I would want to keep, like Daniel in this game would be pretty good. He's like, but think of the votes though. I don't know if we'd have the votes there. Think of all the people that would vote for Kyle to stay. The new Taylor, Monty, Brittany, Turner, Alyssa. That's 5 votes. Like he's already safe. He's like, ah, true, true. Turner's like his best friend. It's like, oh, really? Like, yeah, I don't know. They're always playing pool together. Like, oh man. So yeah, I don't know if we have the votes. Ah, okay. Well, table that. Joseph is going to leave this conversation, run, and start talking to Kyle and Monty about it. But first, while this is happening, Kyle is going to be talking to the cameras. Kyle says to the cameras, hey guys, you know, we need to talk again. It's just so awkward. Don't know how to do this, but, all right. Well, I wanted to play with Alyssa and I've been planting seeds to create this new group, but then she goes all AWOL and went all in on targeting Monty. Like, what the hell? It was just too much. So I don't know what options I have to play with Alyssa now. Like, why can't she just be in the alliance and then we don't have to hide anything? Somehow nobody knows that we've kissed yet, but I don't know. I just don't see how I can keep, you know, her in the game at this point. I think I'm just all in on the leftovers now. So It's just like, I don't know if it's a great spot for me. At the moment, I feel like I lose to Monty, Joseph, Taylor, and Michael. So basically, like, I'm like fifth place right now in this alliance. I don't know. That's a problem, but we'll see. We'll see. I don't know. I wish Joseph is like running around and doing all this goofy stuff. Like, I want to be goofy. I just don't know how. I just don't have any energy. Terrence is just always snoring. I can't sleep. Tick-tocky. He doesn't say that, but that's me just making, I don't know what sounds he makes. So just tick-tocky, tick, tick-tock, tick. That's Kyle. That's what I see when Kyle does that. Anyway, Joseph and Monty finally join. And Joseph is like, Kyle, guess what?
What?
Jasmine was just floating the idea to me about voting you out.
What?
It's like, yeah, but don't worry. I let her know that they wouldn't have the votes. So it's not a big deal. But Kyle, you need to make sure that you have those votes, right? Because you like, I don't want to have to be the swing vote here. I don't want to have to be the one to save you. It'll expose me. So you need to make sure Alyssa votes for you. Because if they get Alyssa, then I'm the swing vote. And that's no good. I don't want that. I was like, oh, what? I mean, I think that's fine. It's like, no, but don't worry. Don't worry. They're telling me everything. It's like, Kyle's like, why do they trust you so much all of a sudden? Joseph's like, they trust you too, Kyle. Is the only difference is that I was supposed to be on the block and you were supposed to be the one that they approached about votes. The only thing that changed is that I came off the block and you went on. I was like, oh man, these people. Kyle's like, well, listen, bros. Love the pound. Feeling great about the pound. Remember that? They're like, oh, yeah, no, of course. It's Joseph and Monty, that's been their thing to begin with. Oh, yeah, we love the pound. Joseph leaves. He's going to go start, talking to more people. But Kyle talks a little more with Monty about the pound and how, you know, how solid they are. And once they get down to seven, they're going to have to start making some tough calls. And so, this is the thing about Kyle's position, that even though his whole counter alliance to the leftovers has crumbled before his eyes. He's still, and this was the whole point to begin with, he's still in one of the best positions within the leftovers. He talks about how he'll lose to all these people, but first of all, I don't know that I agree. And second, he's in between the pound and Michael Brittany Taylor. The only real danger to him is a potential Taylor-Joseph love connection. We'll see how that goes. So, Jasmine's going to talk with Alyssa after her conversation with Joseph, where she was floating the idea of maybe we can take out Kyle and keep Daniel. If Joseph is on board, then the only other person we would need to get on board is Alyssa. So Jasmine starts talking to Alyssa. She's like, yeah, I was talking to Joseph and I don't know. It feels like we don't have the numbers to keep Daniel. There's just too many people that aren't willing to vote Kyle out. You know, you got Taylor, Brittany, Monty, Turner. They're all going to vote Daniel out. And Alyssa's like, oh yeah, and me, Alyssa, I'm going to vote him out as well. You want Daniel out, Alyssa? She's like, yeah, he's up against Kyle. Oh yeah, well. I mean, I don't know. I just feel like he'll help us in the game, you know? So I don't know. This is like, I'm keeping Kyle. Do it.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
Apes hunt humans. That is wrong.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Jasmine starts talking about Joseph. Oh, I think we have Joseph. Joseph, he was talking to Joseph and he was like, you're my number one. And Alyssa's like, oh, really? What number am I? She's like, oh, he didn't really say you. I'm sure you're like in the top five. Don't worry about it. A couple of other happenings in the day, some Turner happenings. First of all, it was discovered that he's been using Jasmine's wipes. And now she doesn't have the wipes. And so, just more, Kyle and Alyssa talked about this, that they're basically like, they're two sides of the same coin. These two, like he's always trying to get out of doing dishes, not showering. She's always trying to make people make her food, not showering. They're always complaining about each other. Turner also breaks a pool cue just because he's kind of just doing like, he breaks. At least that's what he said he was doing. You know, just Turner things. Alyssa does talk to Kyle after her conversation with Jasmine, and she gives him a heads up like, hey, you need to talk to Joseph and Jasmine to make sure that they vote for you to stay this week. Obviously, Alyssa wants Kyle to stay. She wants to make sure that Jasmine and Joseph don't vote against him. She doesn't want any votes against him. So that's all happening. But then things get a little weird because Terrence is going to be talking with Jasmine and Daniel in the living room. And he whispers to Jasmine, hey, Taylor told me about an alliance because she still thinks we're cool. She doesn't know that we're not cool. So Taylor told me that she's in an alliance with Monty, Brittany, and Michael. What? Yeah. Daniel, did you hear that? No, I can't hear a thing you're saying. Terrence just said that Taylor is in an alliance with Michael, Monty, and Brittany. Duh. That's what I've been telling you guys. Wow. I don't know where this came from with Terrence. I didn't see such a conversation between him and Jasmine, or sorry, him and Taylor. I don't know why she would say this to him. She doesn't think that they're still cool. I'm pretty sure that he is completely just making it up. because remember that the whole plan with the Amira thing was that Taylor went to Terrence and told him about Pose Pack. And then he was supposed to then go spill that around And he didn't really do it, but now he's doing it, but with a different group. So he says, yeah, they're in an alliance. And she told me that their next target is Kyle. And it's just like, I don't know what he thinks he's doing, but he is sinking all of their ships so much faster than they would be sinking by giving them this fake information. You give fake information to your enemies. Your enemies, not your allies. I mean, you can give little bits of fake information to your allies to keep them, you know, on board. That's fine. You don't tell them completely fabricated information that is going to point them in the completely wrong direction and get them to start doing the completely wrong things. It's anyway. Joseph ends up joining the conversation. And this is when things get interesting, because when Joseph joins the conversation, he's like, hey guys, what's up? And Terrence is like, oh, Joseph, guess what? Taylor's in an alliance with Monty, Brittany, and Michael. And Joseph is like, what? And he's like, yeah, and that's not even all. Did you guys even know that the Amira vote was always flipped? Not last minute. They already had all the votes. Joseph's like, really? Did they? Jasmine's like, Joseph, I really hope you're not in that alliance. No, of course not. I'm with you guys. He's just completely plays dumb. They talk through how this alliance is working and that they're going to target Kyle next. And so now Joseph has more information. He's going to run to Brittany. Brittany, you'll never believe. They're saying that Taylor's in an alliance with Monty, you, and Michael. And he's like, what? Don't worry. Well, I'll give you guys a full rundown later. We got to meet up. Okay. And in the meantime, Daniel, Terrence, and Jasmine are talking more. They're discussing more and more. Okay. So they're in an alliance. What do we do? If we have Joseph, we need Alyssa. If we get Alyssa, we can get Daniel to stay. And then Daniel can take shots at the other side. How do we convince Alyssa to vote out Kyle? Got to tell her that the showmance is bad for her game. We got to tell her that we need her. We got to tell her about the alliance. We got to tell her all these things. We got to convince Alyssa to vote with us. Not going to happen. But they think that they can make it happen. And they also talk about Joseph. Like, okay, are we sure that Joseph is willing to vote with us? I believe it was... oh, crap. It was either Daniel or Terrence comes up with the idea. Okay, hold on. What if Joseph feels scared to vote with us, we can tell him that, hey, don't worry. We can blame your vote on Brittany. I can say that Brittany promised me her vote, and we'll just blame Brittany for Joseph's vote when Daniel stays. These guys think they're the leftovers. So they come up with this plan. And Jasmine then fills Joseph in on the plan. Don't worry, we're going to get Alyssa. So you really think we're going to get Alyssa? No, I've got Alyssa. Alyssa will be on board. I promise. Wow, really? So then what? So then we're going to vote Daniel? Yes. And what we can do, if you don't want to vote to keep Daniel, like, because you're scared that they might find you out, don't worry. We can blame your vote on Brittany. Britney? Yeah. Wow. like, so what do you think? I don't know. I just don't know. Like, you really think we have Alyssa? You really think that we could do this? I don't know. Joseph plays it up like he's still back and forth on the idea. Like, well, if they're going to target Kyle, do we even need Daniel? Jasmine's like, I would rather work with Danny. He's got nothing to lose. He's going to go for them. He's like, well, okay. I don't know. Let's think about it. So in the meantime, the leftovers are upstairs in the HOH room waiting on Joseph. Taylor's also downstairs. And Brittany is filling them in on what she knows so far. She tells Kyle, hey, Joseph is saying that the other side is trying to rally each other around the other side being in an alliance. They're like, oh, it's the house. They're calling us the house. The house is against you. That's kind of cool. We're the house. Yeah. She says, hey, Joseph is saying that Alyssa is going to vote you out, Kyle. He's like, whatever. That's fine. Michael's like, are they stupid? Turner says, let me know if this is out of line. I personally think that Jasmine is more of a threat than Alyssa. Because, I mean, think about it. We took out Amira. We took out Nicole. They're getting worse and worse at the game every time we take out the brains of the operation. I think that Jasmine is much more the brains of the operation than Alyssa. If we take out Jasmine, I don't think they can like organize a single thought. That's probably true. But Taylor and Joseph eventually join. Joseph comes in. Guys, I have so much to tell you. They're trying to convince me to vote out Kyle. They're like, yeah. They think that me and Kyle are floaters. Their targets are Michael, Monty, and Taylor.
What?
You guys are the masterminds. That's what's happening. They're like, we're gonna pull you in, Joseph. It's like we don't already know that they're in an alliance. Oh my God. Joseph, you should try to get them to name the alliance the old school alliance. He's like, no. I gotta say something stupid like the old heads, and then they'll be like, no, old school is a better name. Okay. But here's the thing, guys. I don't want to have to expose. I don't have to show my cards and be the swing vote. So if Alyssa's on board, what we need to do is convince them to vote out Daniel instead so that I don't have to show my cards. Kyle, you need to go to them and convince them that you're with them. That it's not worth voting to keep Daniel because you're going to be just as good with them as Daniel is. And Kyle's like, okay, I guess so. You're just so much better at this than me, Joseph. I just have such a hard time lying to them. And Joseph says, well, I heard it. I did not hear it from Alyssa, but they are sure that Alyssa will vote you out. And guess what else? So they said to me that if I'm nervous about voting this way, that they'll frame Brittany for the flip vote. Brittany's like, what? Me again? Come on. And Turner, they know that you're not with them because you laughed during the veto ceremony. Turner's like, what? It was funny. What do you want me to do? They're like, yeah. And they were like, oh, we can tell that you weren't in on it because you were so shocked, Joseph. And I was like, I wasn't shocked. I had my hands over my mouth like, oh, Michael, you cracked. Oh. But they thought that I was shocked because I did that.
Oh, Michael.
He says again that Alyssa hasn't talked to me. She's too smart to talk to me, but they think Alyssa is with them. And Kyle's like, this must be why Alyssa keeps telling me to talk to them. He's like, yeah. And Alyssa's been really pushing me and Taylor to get into a showmance because she wants that heat off of her. Monty's like, guys, hold on. I don't want to be a downer here, but what's the point in not showing our cards? And I imagine in Monty's head, he's kind of just like, what's the point in allowing them to still be targeting me all the time? I just don't get the benefit. And any doubt in their minds is useful. Taylor says, or Joseph says, they, by the way, Kyle, they think you and Turner are like best friends. Like, what? Where does that come from? I don't know. They see you play pool all the time. I don't get it. I feel like I'm closer to Turner than you are. Taylor says, all right, well, Daniel goes home this week. And man, it will not be pretty for him on the outside. Monty's like, well, let him deal with that. It's not our problem. Anyway, plan for next week is to convince the other side that they need to backdoor Monty if they win HOH. So, because basically what's happening is sort of at the start of the week, they were anticipating that the bestie twist would probably end this week. But as the week has progressed, they have become more and more convinced, not convinced, but like they've been assuming more and more that the bestie twist is going to stay in place. So the idea that they need to potentially start looking at each other has dissipated as just the react, like they've been living in the bestie twist for so long that they're like, well, next week, besties again. All we need to do, so simple, is make sure that they put Michael and Brittany up to start, and then we can guarantee the veto gets used on them, and then boom, we just, easy. So they're all just kind of mostly anticipating that the bestie twist is going to be in play. They don't really have much of a plan if the bestie twist goes away, because I think for a lot of them, they're kind of feeling like the second the bestie twist goes away, the incentive to stay together as an alliance is not quite as big. The only thing is that the other side is screwing up so much that they're presenting a united front and making them feel like they need to take out a couple more people. But they're all planning for the bestie twist to stay in place. And so in order to do that, they're going to try and hide their numbers. Kyle is going to talk to the other side, try to convince the other side to vote to keep Kyle so that they don't expose themselves with their votes. And then between Kyle and Joseph, if one of the people on the other side win, Terrence, Indy, Jasmine, or Alyssa, they can convince those people to put Michael and Brittany up to start with the intention of backdooring Monty. And then they can just guarantee that Terrence would go home in that spot. So that's the plan. And Joseph and Taylor leave. And Kyle's like, Turner, our girl Alyssa is playing us. Turner's like, yeah, I guess so. And Kyle's like, you know, to be honest, I'm kind of relieved because I've been concerned that I was being portrayed as a douche for like using her for information. So whew, the fact that she's been trying to play me, oh, feels so much better. Just in case you need a reminder, she's not. She's has nothing to do with any of what was said. She is not. They do not have her vote against Kyle. And here's the thing, too. I'm wondering what happens here because Kyle was already willing to sort of drop Alyssa because of the Monty stuff, but his conversation with Alyssa could shift things again, right? Because if he talks to Alyssa and it becomes very clear that she has zero intention of voting him out, in fact, the very opposite of that, it might push things back into the other direction. Like, hey, wait a minute. Am I being tricked into dropping Alyssa when she's actually super on board with me? And you may see like a rubber banding effect, like a rebound of like, whoa, now I really need to make sure that I'm keeping Alyssa safe. it's an interesting spot here, because he's kind of right where the leftovers may want him, but even then, again, like, this is not the worst place, but I'm very curious to see where things go in terms of Kyle talking to Alyssa and realizing that she's not actually playing him. There's that possibility. And then there's also the possibility of, you know, him talking to her and just not believing her when she says that she has no intention of voting him out. We'll see. We'll see. I think that this is still probably the main source of intrigue here in the alliance. So everyone else leaves. Michael and Brittany talk a bit. Michael's like, I don't get what we did to make them come for us so much. Brittany's like, I don't know. Well, if the besties stay in play, we stick to the plan. If the besties stop next week, hopefully they go after Monty, which would be great for us. As long as I'm not up next to Monty, that would be not ideal. But, you know, if they put up Monty and we send Monty home, whoops, uh-oh. So again, bestie twist, and we don't really know what's going to happen with the bestie twist, but bestie twist would make it pretty, pretty straightforward, you would think. What would happen if the bestie twist stays in place? Right now, Kyle intends to join the Alyssa, Indy, and Taylor bestie group. They've been coming up with different reasons why he would join that group. And the weird thing about this is that, you know, there won't be many bestie groups left, right? There'll be Monty, Joseph, and Terrence. There'll be Jasmine and Turner, Brittany and Michael, and then Alyssa, Indy, Taylor, and Kyle. That's only four bestie groups, which means if the besties stay in place next week, we'll basically be at a final four scenario, because one group will win HOH. They can only nominate one other group. Only one group will not be playing in the veto. And then theoretically, one group could force another group on the block with the veto if they weren't on the block. So say, for instance, that Jasmine and Turner win HOH. They nominate Michael and Brittany. The Monty Joseph group could use the veto on Monty, on Michael and Brittany, and force the Alyssa Indy group on the block. Jasmine and Turner, whichever one of them is HOH, would have no choice but to put that other bestie group on the block. It's pretty limited, which is, again, like, why I kind of feel like it will end. I mean, four groups is, again, very limited. A jury should be starting next week. It seems like the right place to end this thing. And the game gets a lot more interesting without the besties in play. It certainly can't stay. It has to end after next. You can't only have three bestie groups total. That would be ridiculous. Of course, they talked about this a little bit. They could separate the bestie groups out again so that they're not these big globs of people. But just why are you prolonging this thing? It's such a bad twist. But anyway, I talked about this the other day, but like, could you imagine if Amira had won that HOH and this was post pack, we would be dying for the bestie groups to end so much.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
So that's kind of the plan so far. That's really most of the day here. Joseph is going to talk a little more with Taylor late at night. They talk about how annoying it is that Terrence won't work with them. They respect his loyalty to the other side. They just wish it wasn't to the other side. And Joseph talks again about how he thinks that Alyssa is going to break Kyle's heart. He thinks that if somebody like Taylor, like if Taylor was with Kyle, he'd be better off. Which was kind of his way of saying that he thinks that Taylor is somebody that is good to be with. But in a roundabout way, right? And he's going to be giving her some nice words, talking about how, because she, even just before she had this conversation, she was just like, I'm so bad at this game. People think I'm a mastermind. I haven't done anything. And he was giving her like a pep talk of like, hey, you have done great things. It's like, there's a reason you're still here. You know, you're good at this game. And throughout the day, and again, like there's more Tosif, Taylor, Jailer, whatever you want to call them. A little bit more of that, but definitely, as he sort of explained to Jasmine, I think, more being held back from Joseph's end in terms of progress in the game. So, you know, it's honestly like there has been an acceleration between the two of them, which implies to me that something could happen. But I do think there's a reluctance here that could prevent it. But if things continue at the same pace, at some point, something is more likely to happen. But I would say they're much further off than Kyle and Alyssa were at this point. So we'll see. Joseph is very much a flirt in general. You know, again, we'll see. That's about what I've got for the day. Really not a lot of actual progress here. It's a lot of running around, but things are basically where they were yesterday. Nothing major has changed. It's just like that they all kind of vocalized it, and it was kind of funny. that's pretty much the day. So, any questions before we wrap up here? Any questions? Why does nobody suggest Tasif? It's not bad. I mean, it's got to be better than Taylor, you know? Is Kyle more loyal to the Pound or Michael Brittany? If I had to say, well, I would say that he is more loyal to Michael and Brittany in general. But I think that he listed the people that he feels he can't beat in the end. Two of those people were Monty and Joseph. So I think obviously, that's why he'd be more loyal to Michael in general. But he also feels like he can't beat Michael. So I think he would ideally go to the final two with his final two Turner, thinking that he can probably beat him. But, I don't think so. I guess I would say, I don't think he's actually loyal to either group. But he's more loyal to the Michael side of things, in my opinion. Let's see. Who is more likely to slip through once the leftovers turn on each other? It really just depends on, again, if the bestie twist stays in place. If it doesn't, if it stays in place, it's really going to come down to which configuration of bestie groups works in a certain way. If it doesn't stay in place, then I think Indy is the most likely to slip through. Wall comp predictions. You know, lately the wall comp has been going to like the more fit dudes. to be honest. So let me think here. Because last season it came down to Derek and Xavier. Season before that, it was Cody up there with Danny and Nicole. And Cody threw it, Nicole threw it. And then before that, Jackson won. And so, and Tyler always did, was always doing well in those. So, you know, I feel like, let's see, Michael wouldn't be competing this week. So, you know, Alyssa could certainly do well. She does work out. She's got the build for it. Taylor, obviously, I think could do well. But I wouldn't discount, you know, Monty is just so tall. It really makes me feel like just, it's still hard to wrap my head around the idea of like tall muscle people doing well, but they have. Cause it's not the days of old when those people would just completely fail. I would have to imagine Joseph is more likely to succeed than Monty though, because just because of the massive height difference. And then Kyle, I think Kyle would do very well. I think Kyle would do very well. He is tall, but he is a lot lighter. I think he's got enough of like an upper body build to do pretty well with that. And he's got a pretty strong core, I think. So, yeah, I think Kyle, I mean, if Kyle really wanted to win, I feel like he'd have a very good shot for sure. And then, yeah, Turner is like, if this was a classic old school, no pun intended, wall competition, I would probably just straight up give it to Turner. He's got that Matt Hoffman build. Matt just crushed these kinds of comps. Hey, you know what? Turner's real name is Matthew. Eh? Anyway. any other questions? I think Kyle would go for it. Cause I think that he would, I think that Kyle would love to be able to protect Alyssa next week. I know that right now he feels like, oh, Alyssa might be playing me. I really don't think that's going to last. I don't think Kyle leaves the week thinking that Alyssa was going to vote him out and wants Alyssa gone. I think that this is a blip on the radar. Oh yeah, that's true. Turner did have a little bit of an injury with that with the veto comp that could prevent him from doing too well, but you never know. Yeah, and he wants the HOH bed, Kyle. He did ask Michael for the HOH bed. The leftovers target, if the twist ends, I think would be different for every player. Turner, Terrence would be up there. Jasmine would be up there. Alyssa would be up there. Indy's the only person that they're not like super gunning for, but like basically I think a lot of them will be pushing Jasmine. A lot of them will be pushing Terrence. Joseph is probably the only one really pushing Alyssa. And then, like I said, nobody's really pushing Indy right now, but she'd be a good like backup target or pawn. So, how relevant is the Kyle and Michael bond the further we go in the game? I mean, it's very relevant, right? Like, if not for the Kyle and Michael bond, the pound is probably just straight up in the position to dominate. The pound appears to be what Monty and Joseph are genuinely loyal to. So, if that's the case, then it's really just a matter of, does the pound dominate and therefore Monty and Joseph, or does Kyle bail and go with Michael and try to dismantle the pound? Then you do also have another question, which is starting to pop up, which is, does Joseph abandon the pound at some point to reel in Taylor? The Joseph and Taylor situation is the one thing that could really start shifting the power in the alliance in a different direction. As of right now, there's not really any indication that Joseph would abandon the pound for Taylor. But, you know, any kind of romantic entanglement usually comes along with a change in motivation for like a change in direction for the game, for the players involved. So we'll see. All right. Okay. I think that's what we've got here. There's going to be plenty more to talk about tonight on the Big Brother 24 Roundtable podcast. Make sure you tune in at 8 p.m. Eastern. We'll rate all of the players, talk about the season. We're now reaching the end of the pre-jury phase of the season. So I included a question in the survey about the pre-jury. How do you rate the pre-jury of Big Brother 24? How does it stack up? So you can answer that question in the survey. I'll tweet it out at Armstrong Taren on Twitter after this podcast ends, if you want to fill it out yourself. And then, of course, again, tonight we'll be talking through it all. So we'll have some fun with that. And then tomorrow morning, I'll be back 11 a.m. Eastern to update you on everything that happens today on the Big Brother 24 live feeds. Biggest thing that I'm looking for today on the feeds is the conversation between Kyle and Alyssa. What happens there? I think there's a wide range of options, at least in the short term, of things that could happen. He could either not believe her. He could not really broach the topic enough to get any full understanding. Or he could be like, oh, she's absolutely not going to vote me out. What was Joseph talking about? And that could lead to all kinds of different things. So that's the thing I'm looking for the most here on the feeds today, as well as, again, where does Joseph go with Taylor? The Joseph Taylor connection is a big one here. That's another thing to look out for. Maybe not specifically today on the feeds, but over the next few days / week, is this something that's going to continue to grow? And is it going to impact the game at all? Who knows? We're going to have to wait and see. So make sure you come over and join me on Twitch, twitch.tv/ Taren Armstrong, hanging out over there, watching feeds, watching episodes, chatting with you guys, playing some games, all kinds of fun stuff. Let's see, we've got an episode tomorrow night, so I'll be live on Twitch watching that. And then, of course, a recap after that. I've uploaded the Big Brother Canada 10 soundbite tournament. If you are interested in checking out the BB Canton soundbite tournament with classics like
I Do Hate You,
you can check that out on my YouTube channel, as well as some Among Us videos that I've been posting, some very fun ones over there. So check out the YouTube channel. Thank you all so much again for joining me here today, and I will see all of you next time.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Lucky Land Casino. Asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from, with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere, And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.